Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Friday was a big day on the practice field behind Gillette Stadium. It was the first day that media was permitted to watch OTAs. So after about a 2.5-hour practice session, we heard from several of the coaches and some of the players. One of those players included cornerback Darrell Revis. Here is Darrell Revis's entire interview.
How's it feel to be a Patriot?
It feels great. I'm just taking my time, taking it one day at a time, and I'm just working. That's basically it.
Any surprises to this point?
No. This is a new venture for me, and I'm just happy to be a part of the Patriots organization. I've known them, from playing in New York for 6 years, it's good, man. This is something in my journey, and, like I said, I'm just happy to be here.
What's the biggest difference getting to know this organization from the inside after, like you just mentioned, seeing them for so many years from the outside?
From inside out, it's totally different. It's things that you didn't expect. How this organization is ran, from top to bottom. And you got to crown your hat off to Mr. Kraft, for how this organization operates. They want to be a winning organization, and I'm happy those guys gave me the opportunity to come in here and be a part of it.
What do you get out of workouts like these this kind of year? What are you looking at trying to accomplish or achieve?
One is to get in shape. Also, learn the defense for me. It's different terminology. The program is ran different, and I'm just trying to adjust. Coach Belichick's program, and you got to take a step back. That's all I'm trying to do is learn and absorb as much as I can, and just try to get better.
Tom already said he was tired of throwing in your direction. What's it been like going up against him on a fairly regular basis, even though it's fairly early, obviously?
It's always a defense and offensive competition going on, and I think both sides. I think what we're really trying to do is just get better at the end of the day, and it's good to have the same jersey on as Tom and everybody else on this team from just the pass and being across the sideline from each other. So, like I said, it's just it's an offense and defense thing, and it's competition. But at the same time, we just all trying to get better here.
Obviously, it's different guys, different teams, different years. But how often, in your experience, how soon can you get on the same page with other defensive backs? I know that's a long process sometimes, but
it could take a while. As of right now, we're in OTAs, and this is the time where we can glue together. Not just as a secondary, but also as a defense, and also as a team as well. We all in this together, and everybody's working hard, and that's what we all trying to do is trying to get prepared, for the season, and use these OTAs, as something for us to build towards the season. So,
do you like it when people don't throw you away, or do you get a little bored?
I love competition. I think that's why, we play this game. It's to compete every Sunday and to go out there and execute your job and try to win games. So, like I said, I love competition, and I never back down from any challenge. It's just going out there competing and doing your job and trying to help your team win.
Do you see yourself being a leader on this defense? Or they already have a lot of leaders. Are you going to kind of take that role on too?
As of right now, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just trying to take this time to get to know the guys and for them to know me as well. I'm not trying to come in here and step on anybody's toes. I'm just trying to come in here and learn as much as I can and improve and get this defensive scheme down and just keep on working.
What have you learned about Brandon Browner so far?
I don't know, man. I'm too busy with so much stuff on my plate. You got to speak to Brandon about that. Because I've been trying to focus on what I need to focus on, and just trying to worry about the things I can control.
How was your knee feeling?
It's fine. It's great.
Are you picking guys' brains, or do you find that they're trying to pick yours a little more?
This is like I said, I'm not trying to come here and step on anybody's toes. You got to take a step back. You know, it's guys that's been here for many years. You know, Devin McCourty, Logan Ryan is a very smart guy. So they've been in the system a little bit. So I'm just trying to sit back and get feedback from those guys and go from there.
How important is it to talk to those guys while you're practicing to kind of work out the kinks of what you might not have understood yet?
No, I mean, it's conversations, all the time. I mean, we see each other every day. We're here at work, and it's always talks about this, or if I have any questions, I know I can go to those guys and ask them.
Is there much of a difference between this defensive scheme and what you've experienced previous to your
staff? Excuse me?
Is there much of a difference between this defensive scheme compared to what you had in your previous two
staff? Every defense has, their kinks, and they do things different and have different schemes. Right now for me, this is my third team, and I'm just trying to absorb everything right now and just trying to take a step back and learn everything I can to get prepared for the season.
You were obviously brought in.
Do you have an idea of the talent level on this team already or no?
I got a lot of stuff on my plate. The coaches are evaluating guys every day. And that's really not for me to sit here and really talk about because I got too much stuff on my plate and the things I'm trying to worry about every day.
You were obviously brought in, Darrell, to be a linchpin of the secondary. Do you, at this very early stage of the preseason, have any concept or any appreciation of how good this secondary can be with you leading the way?
You can't put a prediction on it right now. We're in the beginning stages. we just finished up our third practice, and we still got a lot of work to do. And the good thing about it is we still have time, to get better. And that's what we're just trying to focus on, just trying to get better every day. And when the preseason comes and all of that, and the season comes, I think we'll be ready to go.
Darrell, you've always been kind of an outspoken guy, but a lot of guys come here and kind of zip their lip. Are you going to be your own guy here?
Yeah, I'm being my own guy. I'm going to do, I'm going to be me. That's all I can say. I think Coach Belichick let guys be who they are, and it's fine. I'm going to be myself and go with the flow.
Darrell, you've been in this league a while now. Yeah. It's very early here, like you said, but is kind of a breath of fresh air for you, a little bit of a rejuvenation for you as far as being part of this organization?
The coaches are about to leave.
Well, last year it was a tough year, for when I played in Tampa Bay, it was tough, coming off the ACL and everything. So it was a long year, for me personally, just trying to recover. So now I'm ready to go. And like I said, I'm just trying to sit here and absorb everything in and just trying to enjoy my time and get ready for the season.
Is it strange being in the same division as the Jets now?
No, it's not. That's in the past, man. Like I said, man, I'm on my career and my journey, and right now, I'm a New England Patriot, and that's that. I'm trying to do the best I can to get better as a player, but also help this team win.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Darrell.